A little bit about myself. I grew up in a place called Lansdowne, which is a pretty tough place. It's very blue collar. I mean, it's so tough. My mom would talk about robbing Peter to pay Paul as a child, and it was like, what the hell is that all about? I later found out she was paying the bills, living avant-garde, apparently, check to check. At a young age, at the age of 8, I took an interest in the stock market. I could tell you what Xerox was. At the time, it was like 40 bucks a share. Now it's like 7. Things have really declined. Sorry. As I got a little bit older, I was entrepreneurial in spirit, so I decided to get a paper route. And then I decided to get 2, so I had the News American and the Sun. It was basically a little monopoly. I felt like I was playing the game. Worked out really well. If you're over 40, you were buying a subscription from me, like it or not. It's kind of how it went. I went to college. I wanted to actually do what Pete did. I wanted to be a Wall Street mogul. I wanted to be Gordon Gekko before there was such a thing. And in 87, there was a crash. And that stock market crash kind of broke my heart. I was like, everyone in Wall Street's getting fired. So I looked into other avenues, and I got into the transportation industry. I found that that's really where everyone who's unqualified goes into business. I thought it was a chance for me to really, you know, specialize in doing something above average for a change. So I get into the business, and through a couple of networking deals, I end up becoming what's called a transportation broker. And a transportation broker basically lies to large corporations, says you can do things that you can't, and then I turn around and ask a bunch of small trucking company owners to bail me out and transport these goods. So I'm in this for like, you know, a couple of years, and all of a sudden I'm starting to get bonus checks, and the first bonus check I get is for like $15,000. That was like half of what my mother made in the course of a year. I was like, wow, I've really done something special here. I'm really gifted and talented. And as time went on, I kept at it and making more money, and things were good, buying things, trying to be discreet, you know, taking my friends out drinking, buying them dinner, whatever. As I got successful at it, though, I kind of got burned out. We went through a merger. In the course of this merger, I was all of a sudden answering to bankers and lawyers and people that kind of really didn't understand our business. So I decided it was time to make a change. So I started doing a little soul searching and looking around, and I have a big ego. If you know me, you'll find that out easily. So I meet up with a couple of guys in Philly that I knew through business, and we decided to have martinis and, you know, talk about things, just a casual thing. And the next thing you know, they're like, why don't you get into finance? That's what we do. We finance these little small companies that you used to use for support, and, you know, it's a great job. It'll be a nice cause thing. You'll feel really good. You'll take these guys who are basically inept, and you'll teach them how to be geniuses and make lots of money. So I'm like, that sounds like a great idea. So I walk into my large billion-dollar corporation, I'm a VP, and I look at everybody and I say, you know, I think I've had the shits of you, I'm out, and I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to go help the small guy become big like we are. So I jump ship, and I start financing these little small companies, and you know, 82% of all trucking companies are 6 trucks or less, so I'm basically dealing with the blue-collar people that I grew up around. So I have an ability to relate to them because I'm obviously kind of plain and simple, and I connect with them, and I show them how to do things, and things are going to go well, and it's a win-win. They make money, I get rich, nothing wrong with that, right? Everybody's dream. A few lies in between, maybe. So I remember my first deal. I get this guy financed to start his own trucking company, and his wife is like so excited. There she is. She's grabbing me by my collar. She's hugging. She's kissing me. She's about 400 pounds. I'm like maybe 180. And she's like wrestling with me. And she's taking pictures. And she says, you know what? You are our dream merchant. And I kind of chuckle. And I'm like, yeah, basically. All right, I get that. I mean, I can understand. You're getting your dream. That's cool. I go back to my office. And I tell one of the principals of this organization, I'm like, that woman called me a dream merchant. He's like, yeah, that's kind of what we do. We take people who can't do it themselves, and we're going to make them into something they're not capable of. And we're going to give them their dream, and they're going to be rich, and they're going to pay us lots of money, and we're going to make lots of money on interest spreads. And I got that. So as time went on, when I first got in the business 3 years ago, things are great. I could basically take anybody in the first row here and put them in a truck or start a company, and you'd be rich. Matter of fact, anybody got $100 in application? So, my ego kind of took over, and I was like invincible. You got a credit score of 425, no problem, I'll make you a millionaire in 3-4 months. The economy was great. Unfortunately, the economy didn't stay so great. So as time went on, I went from being your best friend to being your worst nightmare, because now every day I get up and I say, whose house am I going to take? Whose car am I going to repossess? Who am I going to have do crazy things like send me a wedding ring as a collateral that they're going to pay me next week? And it's horrible, because I'll realize I turn into a hooker with a heart, something I never thought I would do. It's unfortunate, but as things have gone bad in the economy, I realized that I really thought I got into this with the idea of being a solution, and maybe I'm really part of the problem. So it makes my day to day very difficult. So unfortunately, I kind of want out of it and do a little soul searching. So if anybody here has a waiter's job or anything bartending related, I am available Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday only.
Awesome.
Thanks.